Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Visioneering Technologies quarterly conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Stephen Snowde, CEO. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody, and hello again. This is Stephen Snowde, the CEO of Visioneering Technologies, and Brian Lane, the company's CFO. And welcome to our quarterly investor call for the quarter ended September 30th, 2018. After summarizing the results of the quarter, we'll open a call up to questions. And the usual reminder, all dollar amounts we'll discuss today are denominated in U.S. dollars. And investors are reminded that VTI is on a calendar fiscal year. Just as a refresher, we sell contact lenses in the United States, and now we're proud to say Australia, and soon the European Union. Our flagship product is a revolutionary product called Natural View Multifocal Contact Lenses. Natural View Multifocal is a soft daily disposable contact lens that are sold by eye care professionals to two patient segments with high medical need that total over $5 billion of addressable market just in the U.S., with, of course, large additional markets outside the U.S. that are available. First patient segment is composed of people over the age of 40 to 45 who are losing or have lost their ability to see things close to their faces, such as a book or an iPhone. This condition is called presbyopia, and almost everyone over the age of 45 suffers from presbyopia. The other patient segment being prescribed Natural View multifocal lenses is composed of children who are nearsighted and getting progressively worse. It's a condition called pediatric myopia. Pediatric myopia affects a third to a half of U.S. children, which is double what it was 30 years ago, and affects 80 to 90% of Asian children. Unfortunately, poor distance vision is not the medical concern for myopic or nearsighted children. It's the high lifetime risk for blindness and other serious ocular diseases. So minimizing the severity of the nearsightedness they develop in childhood is very important. Natural View multifocal lenses have been shown to slow the worsening of nearsightedness in children by up to 97%, which is why the product is being adopted by practitioners and parents and children. In addition to selling our multifocal contact lenses, we also sell lenses called Natural View sphere lenses for the correction of uncomplicated distance vision in adults. It's worth reminding everyone that VTI's revenue represents sales to our distributors, who are our customers, and that our distributors then sell our products to practitioners, who then sell the products to the patient. Due to the limitations of net revenue in capturing real-time demand for VTI's products in the quarter ended June 30th, 2018, as you'll recall, we began reporting shipments to eye care professionals, or ECPs, which is the dollar value of products shipped from our distributors to the ECPs at the pricing VTI charges its distributors for the product. We are very excited to have announced our first $1 million revenue quarter in terms of both net revenue and shipments to ECPs. Net revenue for the quarter ending September 30th was $1,063,000, representing 75% quarter-over-quarter growth and 200% growth over the same period last year. Shipments to ECPs in the quarter totaled $1,014,000, an increase of 48% over the prior quarter, and 266% over the same period last year. Just for some context, to recall that 2016 was a $200,000 revenue year, 2017 was a $1 million revenue year. This quarter alone was more than a 2017 full year and more than the first half of 2018. We feel our ongoing success in this regard is the manifestation of the strategy we set out long ago: development of revolutionary technologies that provide solutions to large markets of patients with high medical needs. Gross cash outflows in the quarter were approximately $4.5 million, and cash receipts from customers totaled just over $1.1 million, which, along with a small amount of interest income resulted in net cash used in operations of approximately $3.3 million. This represents a 35% reduction in net cash outflows compared to the prior quarter, primarily due to increased cash receipts from customers and slowing of lens purchases as inventory levels have reached sufficiency. We ended the quarter with approximately $10.1 million in the bank after having raised $6.3 million net of fees in a placement and share purchase plan. In international markets, you will have seen that we launched NaturalView Multifocal outside the United States with our first international revenue coming from Australia. Oliver Wu and Kate Gifford are internationally recognized names in pediatric nearsightedness, and we are proud to have them as our first outside U.S. customers. We have also inked distribution agreements for Australia, New Zealand, and the Nordic countries that mark the expansion of our international efforts or the beginning of the expansion of our international efforts. We've already started receiving revenue from the Australian distribution arrangement and expect revenues from the Nordics to begin in fourth quarter 2018. We also expect more distribution agreements and related revenues in the coming quarters from other parts of Europe. And we are also in preliminary discussions with partners for Asia. In summary, we are quite pleased with our success in executing our strategy since the IPO. We have generated strong revenue growth. We've launched new products. We've obtained international clearances. We've expanded our sales internationally. We saw peer-reviewed data demonstrating the benefits of our lenses in children, demonstrated the feasibility of our sales model, and reduce the risk and increase the value in VTI. And with that, we can open it up to questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Matthias Smith from Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
G'day, Steve. Congratulations on a really solid result, and just ask that you keep doing that quarter after quarter after quarter for us, and we'll be happy.
We will give every effort we have, Matthias.
Excellent. Having a look at the, one of the things that was very pleasing was the cost reduction, but I noticed one of the main items that's been doing that is the line item you've got for product manufacturing and operating costs, which in June was $1.6 million, September was $800,000, and December you're forecasting $200,000. Can you maybe provide just a little bit of color behind that, and also, is that winding down a lot of inventory, or, are we creating a hole that we'll need to fix in the future, I guess?
So a couple of things happening there, Matty. First is, we had been building inventory for a while. We wanted to be at comfortable levels of inventory. We reached those levels of inventory, so we're able to slow down lens purchases to some extent. The other thing affecting our rate of purchase is we were starting to build up some inventory and diagnostic sets for the expansion of the sales force. And as we previously announced, we're going to settle on the current size of the sales force for a little while and let that sales force mature for a bit before we expand it, so that relieves some pressure from having to buy additional lenses. As we go through the inventory, of course, in the coming quarters, one should expect eventually to see the investment in inventory start to tick back up.
Okay. Also, one other thing I remember from last year, historically the December quarter has been a little bit softer. What should we be thinking of in terms of growth for that quarter, given the strong growth we've seen in the September quarter?
So if you just look at the industry, you'll see that the third quarter is generally pretty strong, and the fourth quarter tends to be a bit softer due to the holiday season. We certainly saw that in our results last year and wouldn't expect anything different this year. Fourth quarter would likely be a softer quarter, just given the industry trends. But just a reminder, last year, while the rest of the industry did contract somewhere around 10% in the fourth quarter, we still turned in growth for the quarter. Not saying that'll happened every fourth quarter, but you know, that's been our history.
So if we're thinking at worst case flat, and you know, best case somewhere in the order of 15 or 20%, we'd be sort of thinking about the right way.
You'd be consistent with our historical performance.
Okay, great. The other thing, and the next two questions are totally related. Clearly, you know, there's been a rejig of the strategy to focus on existing accounts. Were there new accounts signed up in this quarter? And if so, can you give us an idea of roughly how many? And also, I guess, what your plans are in terms of ramping up the sales force. I know the plan currently is to keep it at this level. Are we looking to sometime in next year before we start expanding that, do you think?
Yeah, so with regard to the active accounts, again, as we mentioned in second quarter, that's not something we're emphasizing with the sales force now that they've matured a bit and added quite a few accounts over the past few quarters. We can tell you that active accounts did grow consistent with what you would expected from extrapolating previous quarters.
Yep.
But what we're really focused on reporting now, which is something that we consider much more important, is the progress of the accounts that we have towards becoming profitable for the sales reps, and the sales reps themselves becoming profitable through the reporting of the number of accounts that are above certain dollar thresholds, which you'll see in the investor slide deck.
Yep.
With regard to expanding the sales force, we're currently contemplating additions second quarter to third quarter timeframe of next year. At that point, we feel we will have gotten much more productivity and return on investment out of the current sales force, and we'll start expanding again at that time.
Okay, but just on the first point, I mean, it isn't that you've stopped signing up new accounts. You're still signing them, just at a slightly slower rate and putting more emphasis on existing ones.
That's correct. We do still see new accounts come online, but the emphasis, again, right now is on developing the accounts that we have.
Okay, well, just keep delivering those types of numbers, and I think everyone's going to be very happy.
Thanks, Matty.
Cheers.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Mark Pachaz from BioShares. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, Steve and Brian.
Hi.
Well done on another good result. Matthias kind of got my questions out. But I do just want to just go into that one just more on the product manufacturing costs. Just sort of, if you sort of at steady state, what should we be sort of looking at in terms of, you know, just for modelling, what should we be looking at for product manufacturing operating costs, you know, at the sort of current levels of sales? I know you've put a forecast out there for the next quarter of about 200,000. But if you, you know, if you didn't have any inventory to build up and you just needed to supply, what should we be factoring in there?
I think in the next couple of quarters, you should expect incremental increases to the manufacturing, but nothing dramatic. As we start gearing up in the second quarter for adding to the sales force, you'll see that number come up in a way that reflects the oncoming needs of the sales force. But at least for the next quarter or two, incremental changes, but nothing dramatic.
Yeah. Okay. And your R&D will stay sort of at current levels, do you think? That's due to drop off as well in the next quarter?
Yeah, that should stay fairly low for the next quarter or two. And as we start gearing up for the toric and multifocal toric launches, we may put a little bit more R&D into those products, but you shouldn't see any major changes to that line item.
Great. All right, that's it for now. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Mark.
No worries.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.